Reichman University.
Stop, bro. What are you doing? Stop. No. Who are you messaging?
Someone.
I bet you it's Canary.
It is Canary. You're reading my
Canary? Canary. Raffy.
Florida.
Gina from South Africa.
Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Raffy Solomon.
Raffy.
Gina.
How are you?
I'm interesting right now. Just quite an interesting spot.
You know, we're here at Home Sweet Home.
Audioversity.
Amen, brother. Where we use this podcast
as an alternative to therapy, Gina.
Honestly, I'm very itching to get into this episode because
I'm looking forward to it being very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the title, actually. Not a don't you hate it when, it's just a...
I think we should get straight into it.
Trying to get some things off our chest.
Wait, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm all right. I know that you know.
We know.
We know. Okay, let's get into it. Hey guys, Jeannie here. Just a very quick disclaimer. These are for headphone users. If you are using headphones, please be aware of your volume level. Anyways, let's get into the episode. Enjoy. Raffy.
Gina.
Don't you hate it when no one listens to you vent?
You see, I hate it when other people are interested in issues with a microphone that we're having. I just find that strange.
Fascinating. It's very fascinating, you know? I think Raffy and I have a lot of pent-up venting. Specifically with experiences people in Israel. Surprisingly, I'm surprised we haven't done this episode yet. You know, we've done pet peeves, we've done, you know, stuff similar, but we've never actually vented. And I think it's time that we...
Yeah, like, we need to start this vent. What do you need to get off your
Israeli
chest?
Men.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make a disclaimer. Not all of you are bad, and not all of you... Like, there's no such thing as a really terrible Israeli guy.
Nah. That's definitely not true. It's a very terrible every.
It's,
you know,
just that
race,
the ones that
this,
I,
that.
The ones that I happen to meet. What kind of game is this? Like, for example, if you tell me that you want to go out on Saturday, sababa, fine. I planned to like schedule a shift on Friday. Like, this was planned like a week ago, for this Saturday, and now you turn around and you tell me, can we do Friday? Bitch, what the fuck? Like, no. And then I'm like, no, I can't. He goes, that's a problem. I'm like, well, I don't know what you want. Sorry. As you can see, I'm getting very
angry. I can see it.
And I don't understand it.
Yeah, I have an issue with people who aren't good about timing. If we have something planned, we have something planned.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. What? I've been late here, a few times?
It's okay. But Israeli men.
We do always reschedule these.
Raffy, Israeli men. Sometimes I just don't have the power. I don't.
Right.
Physically, I can't. Like, you turn around to me and you say, that's a problem. I'm like, okay, well, you fix it. Don't. It was really triggering to me. But now you said that most Israeli men are bad.
Yeah. I mean, it might just be a different experience as a man.
But then tell me the experiences.
No, just
about
in general. They tend to not be the most...
Polite?
Polite's a good word.
I was once I matched with a guy on a dating app. I shit you not.
Hinge? Which one?
Hinge. Nice. And this guy, he must have seen me in person, okay? And I get like an intro from him and he goes, hey, I think I saw you today with your friend. Can I get your friend's number?
That's great. Who was your friend?
I won't give her the name, but like she's a very good friend of mine. And I was just like, I said, bro, this is how you get ignored 101. I just like the chutzpah, like, I think every time I think that I'm getting used to it, I don't. I physically and literally don't.
Yeah, that's a major chutzpah. Hey, I just saw you on Hinge. Can I get your friend's number?
Like, matched with me and whatever.
Brutal.
No, it was brutal. Like, proper. Like, what the fuck? But there's a lot to vent about in Israel in general, you know. Another thing is, okay, super controversial, but the way that the weeks work here, like how a week will start on Sunday,
Yeah, it's still strange to me because I'm used to, you know, you start on Monday, Sunday's still a break. Because for here, it's so, like, traditionally brought up that, like, Shabbos is the beginning of your weekend.
I've been here for over a year. I can't adjust to it.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's whack.
Another thing is...
the fact that Thursday nights are the going out nights doesn't sit well with me.
What is that? That's not...
Like,
what?
Back home, it's Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night. Go out, and then you have Sunday to recover.
Thursday night? What the hell?
It's so weird. And
the idea is that you have Shabbos to recover, and even if you're not Jewish, like, then you still have the weekend off.
I just think that it... And also, like, I know in America, then this isn't, like, bad for you, but for me, the way that their year works... What? Can't we just use a normal year?
No.
No, it's stupid, Rafi.
I think they like to be special.
Rafi, you know? We get 3 months of holiday. What the fuck am I going to do for 3 months?
I don't know.
That was a rhetorical... What the fuck?
I'm going home August 13th. I wanted to go home. I had a flight for tomorrow, actually.
But you...
I have to take a Moed Bet, and it's in over a month.
It's on the 25th of August.
I took my test on the 8th, and my Moed Bet for that test is August 12th.
I actually have an exam today.
Which is so dumb. I wanted to go home and be there for nearly 4 months.
Let's talk about it.
If I were to leave tomorrow, I'd be home for 4 months. That means 4 months of happiness and freedom, and then I can go back to hell.
You call Israel hell?
Look, that's not true. It's not hell. That's wrong. It's more of like God's litter box, you know? Look at the cats. They're everywhere, dude. Like, come on.
The little
bit. Whatever, look, I think it's only normal to love, you know, where you're from, your home. Like, obviously,
all my friends
came here to Israel for a year, but they're back home now because their year just ended. But I'm still here doing a Moed Bet. By the way, yeah, Big Korch, and I'm trying to play golf with Big Korch when I get back.
Well, you can go play golf in Kasaria.
And you can also play great golf in Florida. What the fuck can you do here?
With alligators.
True.
What can you do here? You can go bowling. You can go laser tagging.
Oh my God, the bowling here is just dirtier American bowling with not as good food. That's all it is. The American bowling is just better. Somehow. By the way, I have my own bowling balls and bowling shoes, and they're also in America.
Why do you have your own?
Because I like to get down and dirty with a bowling ball. That sounded very strange.
Yes.
No, I'm actually not that good at bowling. I just have the ball for the shtick. I have 2 balls, an 8-pound and a 12-pound. And then my shoes are, you know, they're shoes.
Okay, so you kind of want to, you need a break from it.
I want to bowl. And like,
you want to drive.
Bowling here is somehow not even this. Yes, dude. No, first of all, driving in Israel, I have driven here. It's just not as nice because the roads here tend to not be nearly as well paved. They're much smaller. There's cars parked all over, and Israelis drive like absolute, dare I say, maniacs. They drive like it's a competition. Like, oh, you're trying to get in front of me? I would rather miss my exit than let you get in front of me. Like, they're crazy. There's no concept of like community on the road.
When I go back to South Africa, now I'm getting my international license so I can be able to drive here.
Like,
I'm scared.
If I could, I would drive here. If I had a license, but like,
in South Africa, we drive
enough.
On the opposite side of the road.
Yeah, that's a strange adjustment, I imagine.
It's just like, but I want to get my license.
But like at home, the roads are fat. The roads
that's
are
what I was
paved,
about to say.
The cars are nice. Here, like, they're all bus downs. Like,
I can't even get, like, I look at these roads and I'm like, there's no way I can get like around with a normal car. And then I see the buses that do this shit.
Nah, the bus drivers like can sometimes be very impressive with how they maneuver around, but they also all are crazy. Which I think is the only way they survive.
They think it's a tank that can just bulldoze over any
yes,
car that's in their
I've
way.
I've been in buses that have crashed into cars and just keep going. Like, they get mad at the other guy, oh, mapitom, and just drive away like nothing happened. Like, dude, you just hit a guy.
The buses. That's also something, is that like, people complain about, okay, this is another vent. If you complain about public transport and be like, yeah, but now I've got a car, shut the fuck up. You don't get to complain anymore. Okay? Like, sometimes the buses are usually a smooth trip.
No.
Oh.
They're so bumpy. First of all, the roads and the are people not that on good. Them. And the, yeah, the people always have their moments, but the drivers have, like, they just want to get off the bus as quick as they can. So they're usually speeding, hitting speed bumps with just, like, you know, like they're asleep at the wheel, just like, Robbie, the way like, I rock is crazy.
When I've been on a bus and like I'm like, I can't look in front of me because it gives me anxious. Like, I'm like, this is where I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah.
Like, that for me is just... Also, and, like, I sometimes, you know, I take late-night buses. There are some weird fucking people on those buses. Like, there should be security guards on buses at a certain, like, hour of night. I truly and honestly believe in that.
I mean, buses, like, also a very unfortunate thing is that buses here don't always run. Like, after a
Oh my God!
After a certain time, they all just kind of stop. So what, if I don't have a car, I have to get everywhere? Which, like, that adds up. Like, I don't want to be taking gets places.
Oh my God.
So I'm restricted something to
that,
not
like,
move.
That like, I have to vent about, and I'm pretty sure it's always happened. Like, this is something that I'm so happy I can finally vent about, is that I was once waiting for a bus, okay? And I, like, rushed my butt off to get there in time. Rafi, I shit you not. My bus comes, it's the 347. Yeah, I'm calling you my out. It's the 347.
Yeah, the 347 sometimes just drives past.
And you know what he did to me? Wow, do you know what he did to me? He's driving past me and I like wave my hand out like,
slicha. Ahi.
And he does this. He like points his finger and he like.
Yeah, they have so like, much chutzpah.
They like they wave their finger like.
I was waiting with a friend at the stop for the 347.
The one, yeah.
Yeah, of course. And he needed to go meet with his girlfriend who was at the marina, who was like feeling very sick, wanted like, you know, her man's to be there, help her. Like, she needed some medicine also. So, like, whatever. She wasn't feeling so well, so he was going to go meet her at work to give her some medication and pick her up, bring her, like, they were going to take a get back.
Yeah.
347 just goes, fuck you, and just drives right past us.
Like,
both of us, because I needed to go to Tel Aviv also. We both have our hands out. Guy just looks at us, looks and goes away, like, gets the fuck out. And this happens so much.
But I tell you, like, it's one thing when they don't stop, but when they do that hand gesture, like, saying, like, no, I'm like, okay, thanks, genius. I fucking worked it out. I cannot understand why they do that. And it needs...
No, I think it's just laziness. I think they're always on, like, the left side of the road. And so when they need to get to a bus stop, okay, they just merge and get into it. But if there's too many cars and they can't merge immediately, they don't try before. They're just like, well, I guess I missed
it. Like, this is your job, bro. Yeah. This is your job.
My brother-in-law, he likes to say, Israelis do 75% of everything. Like, the things they do 75% of it.
75 is a bit.
I think it's probably less.
I think it's 65.
40. Okay. 40 max. Yeah, no, Israelis definitely have their moments. Oh, and they're crazy. I was at this club once, and a good friend of mine, who's a girl, known her for a while. We were just chilling, whatever, amongst a group of friends.
Okay, wait, in Tel Aviv?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this guy comes up, like, she's just standing there, whatever, like, chilling. The guy comes up, like, puts his hand, like, on her head and,
shut
like,
the fuck up,
leans
shut the fuck
in.
Up,
she,
shut
like,
the fuck up, shut the fuck up.
Leans in for, like trying to just immediately kiss her. Like, and he came out of nowhere, out of this crowd.
Who
of people.
Was he?
I don't know. I've never seen this guy.
Was he cute?
No, he was so short. He just came up, like, literally hand on her head, pulling her in, trying to, and she pushes him away. Like,
oh,
what the fuck? And he just leaves. That was it. That's the chutzpah
why?
These people
but
have.
Why? I don't understand.
Dude, he probably was like, I don't know. He thought he was all that. And then once he got rejected, he just walked away and I guess probably went to go find another victim.
Did he really think that was going to work?
Yes, probably.
I don't understand some people. I don't understand them. I never will. And it's just one of those things where I'm like have Eddie. Wow. Rafi, I'm going to vent about this for a hot minute. Let me be. Etiquette. Oh my God, it is not that hard to have etiquette. I understand there's a big cultural difference. Fine, cool, whatever, you do you.
Cultural difference does not
but
include...
But when it comes to etiquette, oh my God. Sorry, okay, I'm done now, thank you.
Yes.
I don't understand. Also, when people deliberately, like, smoke in your face, fuck off.
Thankfully, I don't, like, really find people that are like tried to do it as like an annoying thing.
No, they don't, because it's really, really very annoying. It's extremely annoying and I don't like it. It's extremely triggering and I hate it.
And I hate it.
I do. I honestly, it is the most worst thing in the entire world. okay, also this is like a slight thing also I'm going to vent about, is you know when you're on the bus and people on the bus, they stop the bus and they ask the bus driver where this bus is going?
Ugh, always. Dude, do you not? Do first you of not all, know? Check the map, get an app. Dude, I'm the most cracker tourist you can imagine. I don't speak
and
Hebrew.
And Rafi does perfectly fine.
I know
fine.
Where the bus is going.
Rafi knows exactly what he's doing. He's cruising. He's on point.
No, you know what my biggest pet peeve is?
Not pet peeve.
Here in Israel, and it happens all the time.
You want to vent about it?
Yes. Whenever I'm waiting at a bus stop, and I'm almost always not the only one there. This always happens right outside, like the Herzliya bus station or the Jerusalem station, where there's like 20 people there. Some people on their phones, whatever, just standing. And I'm always wearing headphones, just because that's how I travel.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get music. You.
Every time someone is trying to talk to me, asking me, does this bus go there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, one second. Always in Hebrew, and I'm very obviously wearing headphones, and I always have to like, Mama, what? And then she's like, but like in Hebrew. And I'm like,
look at me.
Do I look like I speak Hebrew? And meanwhile, there's 10 people here in army uniforms who all definitely speak Hebrew, not wearing headphones. And you go for the one American. Like,
Rafi, when I
travel, it's so dumb. It happens all the time. I think from now on, I'm just going to start getting mad at people. Like the next time someone asks me, I'm be like, look around. Why'd you ask me? No, seriously. Like, let's talk about this.
Let's have a discussion. Okay, we've got a long bus ride ahead of us.
I'm impressed by how often it happens.
Don't look Israeli.
It just seems the Israelis happen to be, I don't know if it's so naive or whatever the language is, but somehow they go for the one person wearing headphones who does not happen to speak Hebrew and ask them a question in Hebrew. It's incredible.
I also, when I'm at the bus stop and I'm wearing like my uniform, I've now been promoted to an EMT, okay? Thank you. But point is that like people would come up to me and they would ask me to diagnose them. I'm not a fucking doctor. I don't know why you're coughing and sneezing. And then I'm like, I don't know. And then they get mad at me and I'm like, okay, well, don't fucking ask me. Go book an appointment with the doctor. Also, I don't know whether
I find people here much prefer to get mad when their questions aren't answered rather than actually find a solution to their issue. They'd much rather
and then
get
you
mad
give them a solution
else.
And they're like, they lose all
like,
shit.
No, I could do this on my own.
Like, I'm like, okay, fuck
ego,
off, go.
The ego here.
Wow. Wow. The
incredible.
Ego. I can't.
It's like a collective ego.
Also,
they've all got it.
I don't know if this is something I want to vent about because I can't determine if it's a compliment or something I should be very concerned about. Every time I'm at a bus stop, at least one person will come up to me and they'll be like, you smell so good. I'm like, what the fuck?
I wish people said that to me, but I probably just don't smell good.
And I'm like, firstly, I'm like, thank you so much. And then I'm like, why are you sniffing me? Like, how close are you standing to me? Please.
I don't know. Maybe you just have such a strong aroma.
Rafi,
the Gina smell just travels.
It's like, I understand that one of the compliments I get often is that I smell nice. But when a stranger comes up to you, it's not nice.
What perfume do you use? Or is it just natural? Natural
natural Israeli
odor.
Sweat from Israeli sun sweat.
Natural EMT scent. Delicious.
Smells of blood. You know that metallic?
Yeah, of course.
No, it's... Wow, I can't understand. Also, like, again, going back on that, because you got a vent on it, I didn't. If you don't know how a bus works and you have to ask the bus driver, you deserve to walk.
And I see these people, they're all like, very
but
Israeli.
But they're Israeli.
Like, they've definitely lived here a few years. They speak fluent Hebrew. It's like, dude, do you not know how to get around in your own
Rafi,
country?
Rafi, I don't mean this in a mean way, and I'm speaking on my behalf as well. The two of us, we're perfectly fine.
Yeah, I manage. It's not always easy because unfortunately, also my social the MoveIt app is not always right. But
yo,
I'm accurate to the app. So as long as Israel does the,
and that 347 stops,
right, then I will be fine.
God, I hate that 347. I really do.
Yeah, the 347, I get on it a lot, and like, there's no seats. Which, like, whatever, okay. It's crowded, happens. So I stand. But it's not
shitty.
Nice standing
that's
for, like, 40 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's not nice at all. I usually just full on go plop myself next to someone.
Yeah, like
I'll look at them.
I usually
don't
want to
do that. And they'll have their bag
that.
There, and, like, you can see that the bus is full, and I'm like, move your bag. Don't be an asshole.
I just saw some woman, like, people got on the bus and, like, most seats were taken, like, except for a few next to people. I saw this girl who was sitting alone, so she just laid across both of them and pretended to be asleep.
You joking?
Yeah, it's Israeli people. What can you do?
Rafi, thank you so much for letting me vent.
Of course. We've all got to get some shit off our chest.
Wow, I see the best one you got, you and I, on a very, very high level.
Boss is brutal.
Guys, I hope you were able to relate to this and that you understood and that you were vented with us, you know, and I hope during the episode you were like, oh my God, me too. Make sure to follow, rate, and share this and keep listening. There's more episodes coming out. And guys, as always, thank you so much for listening. Rafi, take us out.
My name's Ralph. I'm the co-host, and we out.
Amen. Bye.
All our shows and podcasts available online on our website and on all podcast platforms. Search Audioversity.